This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We were discussing earlier how there seems to be a thing on Twitter today about the interviews that Hannah and Robbie and Smakowski did with families of guys making their debuts. And apparently some people think that those interviews are corny and cheesy. I, for one, actually like them. I'm a fan of those moments. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say about those broadcasting moments as someone that's seen probably hundreds of them in your career.
Yeah, I'm a fan of them. I will say that the timing is important too. I mean, you know, quite honestly, when the team was winning and the games are, you know, more important and are interesting and are moving along, you know, I think you got to kind of be careful. I think you have to pick your spots. Maybe that's the best way to say it. But I mean, Hannah does such an unbelievable job. She's just incredible how good she is.
Well, Greg, I guess then to that point you kind of made within the point there that you've got to pick your spots and it's got to be time and place given how kind of the team is doing. I mean, you know, we've got a little bit bigger of a sample size of the Pirates under Don Kelly. What has that slightly greater sample size afforded you in terms of observations about these guys and the way they're playing just these 12, 13 games with him, whatever it might be?
I mean, the wins and losses have been, I don't know how you determine through his couple of weeks, whatever it is. I guess he's
Does anything look different is a cleaner way of asking it. Like, does anything look different to you just in what you've watched?
It's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is, but it feels different. It feels better. And again, I don't know how to explain. Just being around the clubhouse and in the dugout and around the club on the road, it's a feeling like, I guess there's more an openness now. Maybe that's a good way to describe it. Where I feel like that there's a nice communication going on with the coaches. It's more, for me, my observation, it's more, they're not that they weren't interested in winning and fighting and getting through it, but it seems like they're more optimistic that they're going to, even though it hasn't necessarily shown up big time in terms of wins and losses. Each game, even last night to a degree, feels like they're in it. And I feel like that's the difference.
They were shut out again for a ninth time. Two guys who play basically the same position, who in one case, I did not think this guy was going to pretty much hit like a pitcher. In the other case, the other guy at least had a stretch of games that made us think he would be a good hitter, and it hasn't turned out that way. Hayes and Triolo. They're primarily third basemen. Greg, you've been around baseball forever. You know, it's one thing if you've got a shortstop who can't hit or maybe a catcher who can't hit. When you got a third base, which is a power position, and you get no power there, one homer. I mean, I've never seen a guy ground out to third base and shortstop more in my entire life than Hayes. It never changes over and over again. And I mean, can we just say it's an injury thing with him? It's the back and he's never going to develop power. I mean, what's your take on just the complete lack of any offense they get from those two guys? I actually thought Triolo was going to be a good hitter after his first year, and I was unbelievably wrong about that.
I can't argue with you to this point, Andrew. The sample size of not hitting is getting bigger than the smaller. It's the sample size that we saw where they have both of them had stretches where they were driving the ball and hitting. That sample size is shrinking compared to this larger sample size of it's just not working. And I don't know the details. I don't know the reasoning behind it. I can't, for the life of me, understand it. It's been a massive disappointment, the two of them offensively.
Like, people used to say, well, that Hayes contract's a deal even if he never hits. I disagree with that. I need him to hit more than 250 with no home runs.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you can afford it if you're mixing him in with a team full of, like the rest of the lineup is hitting the ball. You can afford a glove man on the infield, but the others have to contribute. And that's the thing that's just so frustrating about this. It's not just Hayes and Triolo. It's a bunch of other guys. I mean, I hate to say it, but Joey Bart has one home run and hitting cleanup a bunch. Where's that power we saw from him last year?
Reynolds, again, a disaster last night. Bases loaded, strikes out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's gotten to the point where Reynolds maybe amongst these other guys, the same thing happening where they're overthinking it when they get in these situations where you need the big hit, bases loaded, runners in scoring position. Nobody seems to be clutch. And because those opportunities don't happen often enough, the times that they do, it's magnified from a viewer's standpoint, and I'm sure from the player's standpoint, when they step in there, I guess they must feel like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders, and it's counterproductive. I mean, so it's a tough stretch, man.
I was worried that we were about to embark on another protracted slump for O'Neill Cruz. He was striking out a bunch a couple games ago, and thankfully, and really, Greg, to your last point, without him breaking out of that mini slump in a huge way, I don't know where this team's offense would be. He appears to have once again restarted his leap forward offensively, hitting maybe the hardest ball in the history of Major League Baseball over the fence a couple days ago.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, everything he's been doing, he's improving on his defense and center field. I've been really amazed the strides he's taken out there. He's getting jumps on balls, and he's I don't know if you've seen this, but when he's coasting into the gap, he's there in plenty of time. He's almost overrunning these balls.
It's the old Andrew Jones thing where none of his catches looked impressive because he was always there way in advance.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of under the radar with what he's doing because he's getting so much attention with the exit velos and stuff. But he's just becoming, a superstar, and I don't think that's overstating things. He really is. I saw someone float the idea that, I'm sure once we're getting into June now, we're going to be talking about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. He'd be one of my first picks if I were running the show.
I agree with that. How about this thing that gets thrown out on our radio station all the time, and I want to get your reaction to it. When fans call in and say things like, this team can't hit to save its life, why not reignite Paul Skenes as a two-way player talk and see if you could coax him into becoming a hitter, because there are people like his coaches from college who believed that he would have been a first-round pick as a catcher or position player, Greg. What do you think is the Pirates' appetite to do something like that with him?
Well, I don't know what their appetite is, Andrew, but I dismissed the idea when he was first drafted. I thought it was ludicrous, but the more I watch this offense and thinking back to what his coaches said, I've not asked him that. I think Walkie asked him that maybe last year about, do you think you could hit? And he kind of said, well, I used to, something like that. And I don't know if he'd have the appetite for it or not, but the more this goes along, I've started to wonder. And I really thought about it the other day when I saw Ohtani starting to throw live BP a couple days ago. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Yeah, I know he's a unicorn, but maybe so Skenes might be a unicorn. I don't know if you'd do it this year. I don't know if you'd do it this. It'd be maybe kind of crazy to introduce it this summer, but I don't know. Do you approach him in the off season and talk to him about the possibility? I think the Pirates are one of those teams that needs to find ways to win in the margins, as they say. And it was a crazy idea when he was drafted for me, but now maybe it's not as crazy. I think that's the way I'd say it. That's just
that?
An opinion now.
I know.
I have not asked anybody in the organization about that. I'm just saying when he was first drafted, I wouldn't have just thought of it. Now, watching Ohtani, I'm thinking, you know, if schemes were up for it, I don't know. Maybe it's not so crazy.
Well, Greg, I have to end with, I understand that watching Ohtani and knowing how great Skeens is, it makes you think about it, but it does feel kind of like Pony alluded to, and I think we've all alluded to, more motivated by their utter desperation to find bats than it does like a question as to whether or not you might have another unicorn on your hands who could actually do it. It feels to me like a last chance saloon kind of thing to try to drum up something other than what O'Neill Cruz provides.
Probably. And, you know, maybe in a week or two or a few days, maybe the offense starts to click. Nick Gonzalez, I think, is real close to returning. We talked about Horowitz being in there. This lineup gets a chance every day. We've talked about that lineup being steady, and that's one thing Don Kelly has done, and that feels better too, that you know almost every day it's going to be Cruz, McCutchen, Reynolds. He flipped McCutchen and Reynolds. And maybe the combos of Gonzalez being in there and Cruz hitting like he is, maybe you dismiss it later, but at this present time, maybe it is more you're thinking about it as a desperation move. That's quite possible. And that's why you probably don't broach the subject maybe until the off season.
Greg Brown on the Pirates in Arizona trying to get back to winning baseball tonight. 9:40 on the Fan. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.